My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Back in September, I was carrying a pallet over to my truck. It wasn't heavy, it was a beautiful day, and I was on a level field. A mostly level field. I stepped in a small hole and folded my foot hard to the side. The pain was some impressive, and I do what I almost always do when I get hurt, growl and walk it off. Only this time, I couldn't walk well at all. I grabbed my first aid kit from the truck, sat down, and dug into my homeopathics. As I was sitting, I realized that I was going to end up on the ground in a moment, so lay down to beat it to the punch. I regrouped and slowly finished my tasks. About an hour later, I was unloading my truck and had to face it that my ankle wasn't doing well. Passing out twice in 2 hours helped convince me that x-rays would be a wise choice. I was glad to learn that nothing was broken. I was also amazed to learn how much ibuprofen you can take for short periods of time. Given that accidents happen, I thought I'd run through the first aid kit I keep in my truck. This is my version of a construction first aid kit. Anything beyond its scope and I need more serious help. I mentioned the homeopathics. I carry two, Arnica for clunks and Bellisper for sprains. In addition to the homeopathics, I've got ibuprofen and an antihistamine for stings, Band-Aids, hydrogen peroxide, and soap, saline solution to rinse my eyes, clean rags and gauze tape, gauze pads. I use the side of my utility knife for pulling splinters. It's a simple kit that fits in a small canvas bag. That kit has covered all my basic first aid needs for over 30 years. And my ankle? It's healing well. I kept it wrapped tight for work for about a month, was careful and slow, and for better or worse, I was climbing ladders again just a few days after the x-rays. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.